Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
All right. Well, as heard on 107.7 The End, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus from the wasteland of Eastern Washington. He's been trying to summon the spirits of dead horses.
Ooh.
Finding his own horse force ghost. He's Brandon from the internet. And Spokane. The Wall Gungan.
Thought you guys would like that. Dude, I am so tired. My house is full of boxes. And it's unlivable. It's really unlivable, yet I live here, so...
If it makes you feel any better, buddy, I've been living in my house for a year and a half now, and it's still full of boxes because depression.
Yeah. Dude, hey, at least I also have that.
So there's a chance. There's a chance.
That makes three of us.
Talk to me in a month, and we'll see. Oh, man, my room probably sounds very...
it's so echoey.
Roomy. Hold on. Let me see if I can...
Don't worry about it. Who cares?
Put your RE20 in your mouth like you were last week.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. And then again and again, he'll steal your TV, but we like him. He's Siege. Hi, Siege.
I would very much like to steal a TV.
Yeah, you returned it at least. That's nice.
I did. Didn't I?
Look, I got the lighting set up in the background. It looks good, huh?
Look at you. Yeah, what? Nice. Man, you spent a long time doing that, huh?
It took like 45 seconds, man. It was really nice. Yeah, that was good.
I like that. You look at you fancy-ass, Greg.
Yeah. And then the guy that probably could have recognized it faster than all of us, but he'd probably know that my, having grown up in Seattle, that my new favorite graffiti is the King Dog. He's Sean Gravy Gervin, checking us at the end, making us feel dumber than we already feel before. Anyway, thanks for joining us. You can hit us up at nerdtalkplus.com, where you can write a, you can tell a friend, you can write a review there, or you could just say sexy things to Siege. Nerdtalkplus.com. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. You guys.
Hey.
We have stuff.
Whoa, that's right. What? I remember being upset that we forgot about it last week, and then now we have stuff, and Brandon remembered.
Yeah.
Look at that, guys. Saves the show.
Let me just open this giant bottle of sake while you do that.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Greg, have you been to Japan?
Funny you should ask. I was in Japan, and I couldn't see the subway signs, and so I went to Jin's, which is their lens crafters, let's call it, or is that what it's called?
Nice.
Lens crafters? And I got two pairs of glasses. They had a robot that measured my eyes for me, and then by the time by the time I got back, my vision had degraded further. So I probably have some sort of like health problem developing that is ruining my eyesight, and I'm probably headed towards not death but misery, more misery.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, Brandon, you were asking.
Snowman 707 on.
I like how uplifting this show is. You guys are so positive.
On our last episode, Feliz Año Nuevo.
Oh yeah, happy new butthole.
He commented on Spotify. Remember, anybody who's listening to the show, you can if you're listening on Spotify, you can anywhere that you're listening, you can go leave a review. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments on individual episodes.
Please do.
And so Snowman 707 commented on the last one and said, I have a hipster friend that listens to noise music genre. It's nonsense. I think that's in response to Greg's friend who tried to get him to do ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
Who also plays just noise music.
Oh, he's got a show this
soundscape.
Weekend. Oh, that's right. I got to go to that. If there's only 40 people, maximum capacity. And so I don't know if that's good or bad, but I want to go. It seems like it would be all right. It's some sort of hippie thing, but he's not a hippie, but I don't know. Maybe I should. Yeah. Noise music's weird.
Noise music sounds weird. Maybe that's why you're supposed to be on ketamine when you listen to it.
Drugs.
Brooke R. Bean on Paul Hogan's nipples. The episode titled "Paul Hogan's Nipples." She doesn't reside there.
Yeah, right.
Brooke R. Bean said she asked the question: did Brandon actually lose the wall gun? And to answer your question, Brooke R. Bean, no. Wall gun still exists and is in my possession, and it is going to come with us to Horse Ghost Manor. So
sitting on my lap right now.
Turns out it's hard to get the lube not only off the outside but out of the inside of barrel. So rather than explaining that, you just take it with you.
I thought it would get rid of the fingerprints, okay?
Fingerprints, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boner spren, look at that.
Well, lube spren? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And still nobody's told us if Master Cheek's Theater works or not.
Yes, they did. I've got multiple messages. Multiple messages
that
on...
it doesn't work. Okay, good.
Yes.
Please stop.
On Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out, got multiple messages. The most recent one was from our good friend Helen, and she has said that she has been cracking up over this stuff, and she annoys cats and all sorts of other animals that... just because of laughing so hard at this.
Ms. Helen, I'm sorry if I get this wrong, but did you drive a school bus? Is that what your profession is? I can't remember, because if so, that's even better. Even cooler. So.
Yeah, the fact that she's driving elementary school kids to school listening to an episode called Paul Hogan's Nipples over the speakers on the bus, trying to figure out
how much
Paul Hogan's
goes into a 5-gallon bucket.
And all the kids are like, who's Paul Hogan? And then they show them one picture and they're all like, oh, 3 Paul Hogans to make a pair of pants. Come on.
That's not a knife.
The kid is like, I'm studying geometry right now.
Let me tell you how stoichiometry really works.
You guys, I did some stoichiometry. I showed you the stoichiometry I did. But we did we talk about bees on the last episode? Or is that
a long time.
Who knows? Who even knows at this point?
Yeah, Brandon, you remember last week you didn't take your meth.
Right.
So you were very, very deep into the stoichiometry.
Oh, is that my problem? I didn't take my meth today. My methylphenidate. I didn't take it today.
Dude, that's absolutely your problem.
I went to...
Take more meth.
I went to a coffee date with this lady.
Here, take my meth.
And I was like, if I'm going to go drink coffee, it'll be weird if I order decaf. So I'm going to...
Got to stay on your meth.
I'm going to have regular coffee. Let me tell you, I was a mess. I left that and I text my friend and she was like, she kind of helped facilitate this. And I was like, well, it went fine. This is a nice lady or whatever. I won't share those specifics about it. But I was like, but I talked a lot, even for me.
usually that's a side effect of the meth. So the fact that you weren't on the meth, that's...
Man.
You should have had the meth and the coffee.
See, this you're a thinker, but I didn't... Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, so shout out to Herkimer Coffee. You make a nice coffee that had me.
Two rights make a wrong.
Yeah. There's been so many times where I've been on the meth where I've been like talking to somebody for a little bit. And
then we had a business. It was crazy. We were stealing catalytic converters. It was nuts.
Yes, catalytic converters.
It's a very strange when you're like, I wonder if the meth has kicked in yet, and you've been talking at like 400 words per minute for 30 seconds to a person.
Everyone's on the radio.
Catch up. We're like, happens. Oh yeah, the meth has happened. Like, at least it's your job is to be heard.
But I mean, like,
the guy on the bus is just looking at
it.
Me. The guy on the bus is just looking at me like, please stop. Please stop talking about your MLM.
Sir, this is a gas station, not a bus. You're like, huh? Nah.
Then why is the lady driving playing my episodes over the speakers?
Yeah. Well, that's thanks, Miss Helen. We appreciate you and everyone else who commented. And we'll get another Master Cheeks theater soon. It helps if I engage to make those. That's like a part of the thing. And like I just
it helps if any one of us talks this week. I think we all just had like a meth crash.
I've been down, man. It's been not great. So, but here we are again. What do you know?
Same.
I finished book two of the Stormlight Archive.
That's what happens.
You are crushing these. I feel like if I remember correctly, you're not a fast. You don't consider yourself a fast reader. At least.
Oh, audiobook, Brandon. I'm not capable of. I barely can read. Reading. Like it's like a.
But we are not fans of the audiobooks, are we?
But I can take methylphenidate and clean my kitchen, sort of, and listen to it and walk the dog. I mean, the dog is loving the Stormlight Archive. She does not know what that is, but Boy, I am like, yeah, I got to listen to more of this. Let's go for a walk. And she's like, yes, let's do that. So dragging her bloody corpse down the street as I'm like still walking and she's done. Yeah, it's,
hurry up.
I have 700 more pages.
So now I have a fly problem in my house from the dead dog corpse that's just hanging out. It's bad, but.
Oh, man, we should get Ladybug on the Dead Dogs podcast.
Filmed live on location at Horse Ghost Manor. The Dead Dogs podcast. Speaking of other podcasts that we pretend to do that we don't, I'd like to do a segment now called the Dead Inside Dads podcast, where I had a realization just before we started podcasting. Gravy brings the microphone to his face ready for this. He's dead on the inside and almost dead on the outside, everybody. But I had a moment where as I was pretending like I was going to get ready for this podcast, instead of just looking at the internet, I went to Facebook of all places.
What?
And I was scrolling.
He truly is a father.
Back in the day, I worked
posting Trump memes
in Tucson, Arizona. I did not do that. How dare you? that's too far for even me. I might be complaining about graffiti on there, but I'm not going that far. Every time I see bad graffiti, I think like, oh, this is the thing that those other guys support. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I saw a car cover today that was spray painted on with just some crappy, like, you know, local gang tag on it. I was like, oh yeah, nice. The neighborhood looks way better now thanks to that. Whew, that art, it's
they're
expressive.
There to protect the neighborhood.
So, I was something about meth. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Death.
You're telling you're preparing to.
Yeah. So I'm like trying to prepare for the show, and then I was like, "Whoa, who's this chick that came up in my feed?" And I was like, "Yeah, all right." And then I was like, "Wait a second." And I looked at the name on it, and I was like, "Oh my god, I worked. That is a of age person who's very attractive, and I worked with her mom, who is my age." I was like.
Oh, no.
And it's a cultural thing where, like,
there.
I worked in Tucson, Arizona. There was a Spanish language station, and there was a bunch of 20-something-year-old moms. And now that I'm in my 40s, those kids have now 18 years older plus. And I was like, oh, my God, this is bizarre. Because I have a 7-year-old, which feels
and awesome
appropriate for me because I'm basically barely holding it together. I'm basically a child myself. But
Siege, this is where you say, hey, tell her I say what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was thinking that the whole time. I wanted to let him get through it before I.
Thank you.
I still wanted to hear more about sister brother.
Oh,
and why
yeah.
you just
oh,
disappear yeah. every single time I bring her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is weird having worked with people that weren't like, you know, terrible losers that just continued to party until they were 40 and then settle down. People that like had their families early and then
how dare you?
Yeah.
People that you worked with can still be hot, is what you're saying.
What?
is the mom hot?
Well, I mean, I don't want no comment.
Okay.
Because it's not nice to.
You don't work with her now, I'll say it. Well, she's hot.
No, she's not.
Oh. Hashtag wood.
Oh, well, Siege.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm like, I put my two hands together, Siege. He's like, hashtag wood.
He's like, yeah. He's like, two? Bonus.
All right.
Hawk Tua. Here we go.
He's like, soft hand. Soft hands, Greg. Is it my lucky day?
Let's go, Gerg.
Dude, get the soft hand and the chafed
hand.
And
that's how Gerg made $200.
$400 for two hands.
Well. All right.
Imagine what you'd get for feet, my friend.
If I can make more money than that for feet, I'll start moisturizing my feet today. Like, whatever you now need. You don't want to see the dinosaur claws that I have as feet. Like, it's not. This is not. You can imagine.
I don't know what I'm into.
Yeah. I have had the thought experiment, and it's a fun thought experiment because I know
where's this going.
Well, no, it's the same thing. I just know, I know that my feet would not fetch a high price on only feet, but I do play the game every once in a while. I was like, if my feet could, would I? And I think the answer is
yeah, for sure.
100% putting my feet on the internet to.
Are you kidding? Get money. Like, if you could, I would be mad if you didn't.
I don't understand why we don't.
I wonder if I painted my nails. I wonder if that would change anything. Because really, it's the nails that's the problem.
Let's
just get like a group account?
I'm not going to show you. I'm just looking at my own feet. Okay.
Show
I'm
me.
You started to position yourself as if you were going to pull a stunt. So.
Send them to me.
You know, what do you think? Do you think that the princess toe would be like would fetch higher or lower?
What is princess toe?
Or it's the
princess
second
toadstool.
Toe. Yeah. It's the second toe being taller than the first toe, or your big toe. It's the next toe, right? You have your big toe and then your thumb toe.
Your pointer finger, your pointer toe.
your index toe.
So when you point things with.
So wait, do you have princess toes then?
Yeah, I do. You want to see them?
No, I don't. I don't have that. I have the opposite where big toe is the king.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to bring that butt over here or what?
That foot over here or what?
Well,
I mean, no, question of the week. Do you think that Princess Toe feet get more money on OnlyFans? And do you think that there's Do you think that there's data that on the feet what's there, a feet finder?
People with autism go on OnlyFans. Yes, there's data for sure. Like
Yeah, like I feel like you'd have to have access to the I don't know, to the back end of OnlyFans. I don't want to say the back end of OnlyFans. Everybody has access to the back end. It just costs a little bit more. You have to have access to the technological environment that they host their website on in order to do a full assessment. But then you'd have to have everybody categorize their feet like
somebody's done this, Brandon, for sure.
Should I not search this on the station computer?
No, you should absolutely do that.
Gravy, use one of your Googles on this, please. he's on it. Incognito mode.
Incognito mode.
Oh!
Feet finder. Cell picks. Yeah. Cell feet picks remotely.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Dude, we should have a contest. Whose feet can generate the most money on the internet?
Where do you think I was going with this? I was saying we need to get a group account going.
See,
at least
if you set it up, I will send pictures of my feet. I have no problem with selling my feet online. I don't care.
Yes. I was going to say
we should at least just do it for the fans on freaking Instagram.
These veiny size 12s are real hits.
I feel like if I paint, painting the nails. If the princess toe does anything, like if that adds like a like a premium. It does. I mean, it can do anything. But if that, it doesn't add a premium, Gravy's shaking his head.
Sell feet pics, view or buy feet pics. Well, I'm doing research right now, so I think I should view and buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Right.
We should try and see how many OnlyFans we can start before we find one that works.
Hold on a second. Username. Like,
only posting.
No. No.
You know, didn't it started out more innocent. It was kind of like a Patreon type deal, right?
What? OnlyFans?
Yeah, didn't it start out as not just a sex thing?
No. I mean, like, they masqueraded as if it was not just a sex thing, but it's like, okay, like a podcast that I used to listen to called Tuesdays with Stories had their OnlyFans, and they were like, yeah, they got on there like, this is not, we're not using it for what it's meant for.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're trying to pretend it, like it is
so,
that.
So then, they started posting pictures of their boobs.
Of their feet.
Brandon, what's feet, your email address?
No, I'll give you my work one.
Yeah.
What's your partner?
Username is
your
Brandon
business partner.
Yeah, I'll give you my, I'll give you Cage's email. No, I can't expose her to that. Hey,
did you guys do a nipple contest yet, Brandon? Did you guys compare nips or?
Yeah.
Who,
you and Cage.
Yeah.
Brandon and I do it before every show.
I want you guys to stand topless, like chest to chest, and like line up your nips, and then maybe they'll dock like you're in space, and then you'll transfer like a nipple sprint between each other.
I also want you to play the soundtrack to oh god, I forgot it already. Never mind.
Seven more lines of coke.
Wait, it's work.
No,
hot.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's better.
All right, well, that's nice.
Okay. This, I feel like this transitions me really well into something that I want to talk about this week, which is BBC.
Oh, yeah, the BBC, yeah.
Yeah.
The wonderful world of British broadcasting?
Yeah, well, this is the question. This is, honestly,
I was joking. I thought you were going to be talking about big...
Yeah, no, that is. No, the thing that you're talking about. I'm glad. Okay, so this is...
Bountiful Siege.
Which one is it?
We've talked about this before about how... I'll get there. We've talked about this before about how we all feel...
$100.
I've talked about this before about how I have felt you spend time in the world and you think that maybe you're everybody's you're everybody's friend and that they all keep you around because it's like the nice thing to do, you know.
I don't feel that way about you at all, but okay.
Oh, I'm glad, but I'm just saying that that's like it didn't help that I've told you guys I had to write school it's one of those things it's those types of things that validate this, like, oh, maybe I'm like becoming self-aware about the fact that like everybody spends time with
Gungan, you know, those
things, like. Everybody spends time with me because it's the nice thing to do, and then I'm like, well, no, because like I married my wife and I love my wife, and then I'm like, well, but maybe this is like one of those stories of like love on the spectrum where it's like, oh, isn't that nice that two like people met, and I'm like, but I drive too, and so I'm like, maybe I'm high function. Like, I don't know.
Show and wish that I could get on it.
Brent, so I want you to know that I think I'm more pumped for your wife that she got to marry you than the other way around. I think that like it's not that like she not that you don't are. You know.
She's very cool and comes from a rich family, so I definitely benefit the most. But but that is very nice. I think
she also thinks that you and I aren't funny, so that's like also that's kind true. Of a negative in her.
What an idiot!
What an idiot!
The thing is that like you have these experiences where you like have a thought, right, and that thought is like maybe just a passing thought, and you're like whatever. But then something happens that's probably unrelated, and it totally validates that thought, even though you still think that that thought is incorrect.
Yeah, like a misaligned serendipity or something. Like you're like,
this happened actually.
I should put my wiener in some milk, and then like you eat something too hot, and then you.
Yeah, exactly.
I have that thought often.
Yeah. So what happened is, there's this new thing in real estate. It's not even a new thing, but it's a thing that's becoming more common.
Hold on, I got to interrupt for a second. If you had
this is not a boring story.
If you had a spicy ween and your wife was breastfeeding, would you have just let her shoot you with the
new kink discovered?
Pew, pew, pew. She has to make that sound as it's happening.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Hey, sorry. So you're in real estate or something, and
you're in real estate. I'm in real estate, and there's this like new thing. And basically now everybody is using this acronym in real estate, and it stands for buyer brokerage compensation. Mm. Okay, and I don't need to get into all the details of what all of the reasons that we do that now, but like
we did the math, bro.
yeah. But here's the thing. So now everybody will ask you because it used to be published, like what buyer, like the agent working with the buyer would make now. And so, but now it's not published anymore. At least over in Seattle it is, but on the west, over here in Spokane, it's not. And, so now an agent, if you want to know what you're going to get paid on a transaction, you have to ask the other agent, what's the buyer brokerage compensation? Well, most agents, and this is what the thing is that I'm starting to doubt myself of, like, how common in vernacular is the acronym BBC, which stands for Big Black, you know what? I guess Siege. I could have just said it in Big Black Siege. Yeah. because now I get texts all the time. What's the BBC? How much is the BBC? And I'm like, you guys, we as an industry need to find something else, because I feel like I'm the only realtor in the world who associates those three letters with a giant penis, and everybody else is just associated with money. And I'm just one, like, this is one of those things, okay, where I'm like,
Brandon, you've seen how they're removing Pornhub from all the states, right?
Yeah.
Because it's such a prolific problem.
It's not just us.
It's 19 states,
I think. It's a lot of states, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's like, certainly you're not. I think,
okay,
let's say it was me or Siege. I won't speak for Gervin, but let's say it was me or Siege, and we were texting you about something. Like, I feel like both of us would put BBC as often as possible,
right,
to make
uncomfortable
in a professional
I'd
environment.
I'd make a new emoji of it.
Wow. Yeah, I really should. I should turn it into like your HJ.
Is ripe.
it's just very funny to me, because like the real estate industry is full of like old people. I think I've mentioned this before. It's like a lot of old people who like probably don't spend a lot of time on the internet. But what I'm always shocked by is like the people who seem to be my age or close to it who still are using the acronym. I'm like, please.
You should send it to your wife. Have you complained about this to her yet?
Yes, and she did not know the acronym.
All right. How big of a BBC is too big?
Just like the nipple question.
What
this
percentage?
Like question.
Yeah, what percentage BBC?
What percentage of a BBC?
Yeah, what percentage
is too
much?
Yeah.
300?
Or not enough is probably the right question.
Or not enough. Yeah. I'm just glad. Thank you guys for validating my... It was one of those things where I was starting to go crazy, being like, am I the only person? Like, why is this... Why are we still doing this as a... As a people,
we have hundreds of people that listen to this show that I guarantee you 99% of them are like, yeah, that's, we know what that
if
means.
You listen,
it's probably
to the
100%
because
my wife
almost,
does not listen. Yeah. To the show.
Oh, good point. Good point. Yeah. Siege, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, if you listen to this show, you 100% know what that means.
Yeah. Which is why Cage probably shouldn't listen. I think that's probably a safe bet.
Yeah. Also, just because I don't think she wants to know how much we talked about her nipples over the last two episodes.
I mean, not specifically. We weren't like, describe them to us.
I mean, we talked
you did just
them.
Say, how big are they? And can you? No, you did say, are they bigger or smaller than yours? I guess you don't know how big mine are, so you don't have like a relative.
Tell me to stop when I get there. Tell me to stop when I get there.
Keep going.
Oh, mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a thing. I don't really know how to follow that. How about this? I got an idea. Welcome back. Oh. We went to break. okay. Yeah. Well, one of the problems with the depression and the methylphenidate and the life in general is that this week I made a decision not to to prepare for this show, but instead scroll through Facebook like an old person. Looking at that. Do you guys have any thoughts about Zuckerberg going full cuck, I guess is what you say? Right?
No, that's right. Oh, you missed this, Brandon?
I've been on the internet for a while.
Yeah,
so, what's a BBC?
Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta, the people that own Facebook and Instagram, he not only did he bring Dana White from the UFC onto the board of directors.
What?
But, yeah, right. Also, he has now stripped away all of the fact-checking to adopt a more ex-Twitter-style approach. It's the first time I've ever called it X, right there.
Is he trying to get, appointed to, like, Secretary of State or something? Or, like, what's
Well,
the,
no, I mean, he would be too successful. You have to pick somebody who's, like,
insane?
No, someone who's, like...
Me,
pick me. Yeah. I'm in.
the person that's like, you know, running the Department of Education is the, you know, wife of the person who did the WWE. Like, that's...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, and then, like, the guy who's going to run the IRS is, like, has zero accounting, like, yeah. qualifications. But anyway, that's not the... The point is, like, somebody sent me a some sort of social media, probably on TikTok before it gets banned, and saying that, like, he's going through a divorce, and that's the speculation, and so he's lashing out, and he's, like, trying to prove that he's not some, you know, cuck bitch or whatever. Gravy's nodding
by
his head.
By becoming a complete cuck bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
A beta cuck.
It's because he started doing jujitsu.
I was doing that before, dude.
But it's Sheryl Sandberg left in 2022, and yeah. He started doing jiu-jitsu, and now he's like, oh, I can go to UFC matches and look like I know what I'm doing. And now he wants all the cool kids. Yeah. And now he just wants to be one of the cool kids. It's just so sad to see. It's so dumb.
With literally billions of dollars, he's one of the richest people on the planet, and he's just like, it's performative idiocy.
If you had that much money... You could be the lamest, dumbest person, and it wouldn't matter.
Done.
It wouldn't matter, because everybody would still want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Like, that is... You don't have to pretend to be cool. Like, this is... what's his face? The Bezos guy did the same thing, right? Like,
ew.
Divorced his wife, got jacked, married a lady that was a lot younger or something. I don't know.
No, she's Cuban.
She's Cuban. All right, so she just looks a lot younger. but he did
moved
the same
to Miami,
thing.
Like, dresses like Pitbull.
The only person who did the right thing was...
I mean, what's he doing wrong, actually? I gotta let's back this up now. What's Bezos
doing? He's trying too hard.
No, he's doing what Siege prescribed to
everybody. Should just
abandon
be the idiot.
Your family.
Yeah. just saying,
move
we should all just...
Florida.
Be the we were all meant to be once you get rich, and don't try to be cool. Like, it's why try to do anything when you have that much money?
Because
just be
he's
lame.
Broken. He doesn't have the capacity for being a human. He's a robot.
Yeah, and but then, neither does Bill Gates. But he just did weird sex stuff instead. So
which
allegedly,
good
for you.
But
that's the thing. He didn't become cool, Bill Gates. Now I'm going to go do weird sex stuff. He became just like, I'm just still a big dweeb with
I'm
a lot
still
of money.
Gates.
Still Gates.
God damn it.
Hey, this guy gets $18 per picture of his feet.
Mark Zuckerberg?
No, sorry. That's why I haven't been contributing very much at all, is I'm just on Feet Finder.
He's still looking at me.
Look at the reflection in the screen back there. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't make it out, but I see that you have lots of pictures loaded, okay? Like,
yeah,
I don't,
there's lots of feet.
Could you
there.
Click on one for me, please, so we can see it expand?
Yeah, let me see here.
Make those feet one. Bigger.
Get bigger.
It's not how it works.
Uh-oh. ID's coming in tomorrow.
Feet pictures. Oops. Wow. I'm going to get in trouble for some of these.
It's
you're getting a virus.
It was for show. It was for show. It's actually a fungus.
Ooh, this one
damn
is...
It. Brandon
this guy better. This guy has big feet for sale.
It's actually a fungus.
Look at that.
That's great. That's real good.
30% off all videos. Use promo code VIDEOS30 when you purchase any videos on the website.
Hey, no free ads here. Come on.
Well, I didn't give the website away.
You said Feet Finder. You already said it like twice.
Oh no, I moved off of that. I'm on freelance.
He's just on Google Images at this point. What's like the Fiverr for feet?
Yeah, the Fiverr for feet. Oh man.
Anybody that's missing a toe called it four.
I have a karate instructor missing a finger. It's weird, guys. It's so weird. Like, he's the nicest guy. He swears a lot, which is awesome. He's like not very good at English. He's like a Spanish speaker, and all these things coming together to show us something. I'm like, where's that finger at, bro? It's like,
my karate chop is too powerful.
Wow, this girl offers a master class on how to selfie.
Master class?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, first off,
why are you rolling away there, buddy?
Sorry, no, I'm squaring up on the on the feet screen. Forget you guys.
So you're just like, I'm gonna be a I'll be I'm joining for my phone.
$100
All right, new question of the week.
Tools
new
question. For selling tools for selling feet and tips for beginners.
It sounds like feet. Selling feet sounds like what happens in Vancouver when those shoes wash ashore with the feet in them. Like,
hey, it's real life Feet Finder. It's like Pokemon Go for Feet Finder people.
I found 4 feet this year. This is crazy. That's a lot of
Sydney Sweeney's boobs
right there, everybody.
Wow.
Question of the week. Another one. Which billionaire do you think has the sexiest feet? Who could make the most on Feet Finder?
Oh, let's Elon. It's
Zuckerberg.
Ew.
Zuckerberg,
no,
Elon.
He's got, like,
Bezos,
he asked two questions. Who has the sexiest feet? Followed by who would make the most money? And people just want to put Elon's feet into their butts. Like, it's like,
that's true.
That's thing. People worship that guy. Nobody's worshiping Bezos. That's like that's not a thing.
That's true.
But Elon's like a, you know, he's so wackadoodle that they're like, yeah. He says what he says.
Okay.
What he thinks.
Okay. So those are two different questions.
Let's put it in a blind foot test, a blind foot taste test,
a blind taste test.
Where you've got Bezos. I'm gonna say that Bill Gates has aged out of this one. So we'll go Bezos.
There's a market for everything.
Zuckerberg. I'm gonna put Tom from MySpace in here. I feel like that guy's probably got nice feet.
Oh. Dude's probably still got that same haircut too.
Yeah. See, this is Tom did exactly what I'm saying should happen. Make all of your money and go be the dummy whatever you want to do.
Dummy of the week.
Go take terrible, way too high HDR photos and post them on your little. I actually think he became a pretty good, like nature photographer in his retirement from MySpace.
Yeah. But like, get your guitar, buy the beach, you know, bungalow, learn to surf.
Go be everybody's like boring retired dad.
Get hot chicks to pee on you when you get stung by a jellyfish. Like it's like. Yeah.
Oh, like Mike, what's his face from the Dirty Jobs? It's the, Bear Grylls. He got the Spice Girl to pee on him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Scary Spice is my girl.
And then everybody's like, Bear Grylls of all people knows that the pee doesn't do anything to a jellyfish sting. He just wanted.
But it's Scary. Right. It's the boner sprain that he's after, though.
That's right. Is Warren Buffett still in? Did he age out?
Oh, I mean, if Gates is out, Buffett's out.
Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer's in. That guy. Ballmer's still in. He's probably the same age.
He's still wearing those like same gray New Balance.
Can somebody
He's got a part of the foot in his name.
Hey, Gravy, can you ask Instagram to show us what it thinks Bezos' feet looks like?
Various
billionaires? this is a great point. Gravy says that Taylor Swift is a billionaire.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Dude billionaire, though, because all of us are dudes, and so we're trying to figure out who would make the most money and what it takes.
The entire Walmart family.
They have 14 toes between them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of anybody.
Well, just Google I'll do it since Gravy's busy. Let me Google the list of top billionaires, right?
The Koch brothers.
One of them is dead. He's probably going to win.
Sexy. I'm just gonna type sexiest billionaire because I'm sure there's a
billionaire.
But feet isn't it, man. Like that's. I don't think those things go together. Okay. Well,
it's the name of a book. I don't want
the
that.
Bernard.
Okay, fine. I'll read
it. It's Bernard Arnault from France. He's worth two. What does he look like? Let's just Google him.
Bernard Arnault looks like he might got some feet.
He looks kind of like a cross between Ross Perot and George W. Bush. That's like.
Yeah, he's got.
Is he the one that's married to Salma Hayek?
Oh.
Whoa.
Those are some nice feet.
Hey, what, you know, tangent, but what celebrity is it that sells her feet pics now? She's like.
Tangent now?
She doesn't. I can't remember who it is. Somebody sells their feet pics that doesn't, like, necessarily need to. You wouldn't think so because it's not a classy move, but maybe it, like, makes them the next tax bracket. There's some celebrity chick that sells her feet pics on OnlyFans. Is it like maybe like one of the famous rappers or something like that? Like maybe the
It wasn't like Dua Lipa. It was like something like that.
Oh wow!
Famous.
Hold on, Lily Allen. That's who it is.
Oh, she is not a famous rapper.
You know, musician. I don't know, guys.
Lily Allen.
Lily Allen selling feet pics now that the music career is kind of dried up a little. I think she had kids and stuff, and so people. Creepy British guys are still like, let me sniff that foot.
I totally brain farted and thought Paul Allen's wife
another billionaire.
Who are you talking about?
He was not married because nobody knows who he was into. So maybe his sister. Not that he was into his sister, but I don't know his sister's name. But she owns the Seahawks and stuff now, and so and
she's. I thought she passed away too, and it's now in. The Seahawks are.
No,
up for
I think
grab.
She's still around.
Yeah. Best I could get. Jody. That dude, of course, he's wearing penny loafers.
Oh, man.
Those aren't even penny loafers. Those are billionaire
loafers.
It
won't give me bare feet no matter what I do.
I'm sure it's because it gives crazy crippled toes.
We know why.
Because otherwise, I'd be a millionaire.
Here's the thing, you guys. I just Googled Elon's feet, and I don't. Unfortunately, I hate to say it. I'm not a foot guy, but not that bad, you guys.
Don't let him hear that. Okay, so it goes Arno or Ross Perot, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg. I want to cut his feet off. Larry Ellison of the Oracle Corporation. Larry probably put some time. I bet you.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He's Northern California rich.
Oh, dude, he owns that island. He owns that island. Yeah. No.
Man.
And he wears the there's a famous actor guy who doesn't smile because he doesn't want to give him wrinkle lines. It has the thin mustache that is alive.
Brandon?
John something.
Yeah,
anyway,
okay. Stamos.
This guy looks like that. It looks like he puts a lot of care into really specific, peculiar things. I think Larry Ellis probably has the sexiest billionaire feet.
Yeah.
I can't believe the sentence I just said.
A brand new sentence.
I mean, everyone else
is that canon now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my opinion is, but it's not... Yeah. We have to let the listeners decide which billionaire has the sexiest feet.
All right.
And why is it Larry Ellison?
I'm going to put up a live poll on Instagram right now. To see if...
I can't believe you can pry yourself away from feetfinder.com. Well,
there's a lot in here.
I remember one time somebody showed up to one of our events, and she had painted her... She had gone and gotten a really nice pedicure. And she had painted her toenails in the colors of the station or something like that. I posted a pic of it, and I got a text message within minutes from my buddy being delete that pic. And I was like, why? She showed up like this with exposed feet. He's like, delete it now. And so I did, and I never understood it, but then I see what Siege is like, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it now.
Thank you very much for that.
Find her and kill her.
There's this guy who I follow on Instagram, and he's I say this and I'm not an active person, but he's a person who is really into what do you call it? Calisthenics
BBC.
Or just mobility. Yeah, BBC. he's really into calisthenics and mobility and stuff, and he posts videos of him working out, not working out, but being hey, you should do these different exercises if you want to have more flexibility in your joints and blah blah blah, so that way you don't get old and feel terrible.
If you want to S your own knee, this is what you gotta do.
Yeah. Well, he would post these videos for a while. And then I hadn't seen any videos for a while.
Then
I'd
pay him $100, and then that was it.
And then I would get these private videos. And he started posting these videos wearing, you guys know the shoes? I don't know what they are, but they're the toe shoes.
Yeah, toe shoes. Yeah, the gloves.
So he started posting all of the same videos of him doing these different mobility exercises and whatever, but wearing toe socks.
Yeah.
Because of how many messages he got from people about the foot, about how sexy his feet were while he was doing these different activities. Because a lot of them are he's bending his ankles and his feet, and his toes are splaying out, and people are yeah. And then asking him to do things on the internet for him, and he's
I'm putting on the most,
I'm putting the most unflattering socks of all time on to get you creeps. And then there's just one other creep that's
can you hold a little piece of candy in between each one of those toes for me?
Can I your feet?
Yes.
All right, now that we've done 30 minutes of feet talk.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
No.
I'm literally posting a poll right now.
Is that your way of saying the boner spren have showed up? Or
boner spren.
I'm posting a poll. Yeah,
okay. I need a boner spren song.
Whatever you say.
Oh,
it's really difficult because as I listen to this audiobook or read it, I buy both, so I can read it when I'm, you know, going to sleep, or I can listen to it while I'm walking the dog. And as I'm listening, there's so many occurrences where I'm like, and then the boner spread every time, like every time. And what I learned is as you keep going, you learn that the humans become bonded to a specific spren. And so this one might teach you how to fly, or this one might teach you how to do subterfuge or whatever. And like, I'm like, one of them has to be like, teach you how to rub those feet real nice.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think the name would be of the boner spren bonded radiant knight? Cause you've got like the wind ones or the honor sprens, they bond with the guy and they become the wind runner.
The bondage bond or something.
The dick watcher, the BBC,
the butt tickler or something like that.
Yeah.
Let me think about that, because that's a question of the week.
Question of the week. Fourth one.
Oh, damn it. I'm on the wrong one.
That's okay.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Sorry.
I would say you were on the right one.
I guess I was.
That's what a boner spren sounds like.
There it is. I found it.
Oh, my God.
That is exactly it. Okay, so Siege is getting an erection or whatever he called it over there, and
a poll poster.
I'm posting a poll.
There we are, posting a
guys.
Poll.
My internet history. So I spent a long time. I'm moving into a new house, and my wife is weird about the flavor of water. And Spokane has like weird tasting water.
Find all these feed pictures, gravy. This is like I just checked the chat. And
I'm just keeping quiet about it, man. I intentionally turned my computer on Do Not Disturb at the beginning of this show because of the stuff that comes in from Gravy.
I'm not telling you when, but I have a meeting with all of the photographers and yearbook liaisons of my kid's school next week. And
tomorrow.
And I have to lead it on Zoom. And all I need to know is that for sure no messages are going to pop up because you all cannot be trusted.
Hey, at least our name is better now. Master Cheeks Theater.
Instead of like, we can always change
raging.
Yeah. It used to be. The idea though is like Cage likes water.
Brandon's
so we're looking, I'm looking up these types of filters to install on our water, the reverse osmosis system.
Get the one with the grapefruit acid.
Oh.
Get the one with the LSD acid.
Yeah. I've been looking these all up, and so now of course as you do, I'm getting like a million. Every other advertisement that I have on Instagram now is for reverse osmosis water filters. And but
all
now
mine are like, don't kill
yourself. I wish I got some of those.
All mine
spent,
are boobs and
yours are like kill yourself.
Yeah. You're looking up water? Kill yourself.
Like, wow, things really have gotten bad, huh?
Yeah. Instead, I think as soon as I get on Instagram after this show, after spending 40 minutes of Googling rich guy's feet.
Boner spren.
Boner spren. Yeah.
Talking.
If a boner spren pops up right now, all spren around me. Sorry. That's way too inside.
Oh,
the Stormlight Stormlight Archive is really good. Everyone should, like, I can't believe you're on the fifth book, Brad. I don't even know what to do. This one's 55.
I'm almost done. I'm at like 70% of the book complete at this point.
The one that I'm listening to right now is like 55 hours long, dude.
70% complete after 5 hours. What are you, Sting?
I don't really get that reference, but I'm assuming
God, shut up.
Has a BBC.
Child.
Guys, is Sting like a... Is he... he can last all night.
I hope...
A song reference.
I want Siege to be referencing the WCW wrestler Sting. That's what I want. I want face paint.
Just up in the rafters.
Now that one I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
We're going to continue to come and continue to come. We're going to continue to come and continue to come. We're going to continue.
Seven more right. lines of Coke. Hey,
is this the Nerd Talk? This is the Nerd Talk version of the music that Gregor's ketamine friend plays.
Seven more lines of Coke.
Just unlistenable hotkeys.
Garbage.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I mean, I feel like that's the entirety of every podcast I've ever done, to be fair. It's just unlistenable hotkeys.
Like, this episode, like, you guys ever, like, you guys all watched Community, and Abed is like the, he's the fourth wall character, basically, that says everything that's going on. And there's this one episode I always remember where he's like, basically, like, this is the throwaway episode, or like, this is the, some, it's like some version of that, like every year they're just writers don't want to write, and so they put in an episode like this that nobody remembers. That's this podcast, guys. I think that's this episode right now that we're doing.
I think,
and I'm right.
King's House. God.
Hey, I've marked it every time. Okay,
so. Me too, just to make sure, good. Because I don't. Instagram, why are you showing me that? There's this, I just keep getting shown this thing from Instagram where it's like, yeah, I know I'm a six, but I've got this rack. And I'm like, I don't ever engage with any of this. It's all because of what the chat sends me. That this is what I end up with. Yeah. We're getting rid of all of that. I'm not sharing any of that. That's gone. I'm just trying to like get us ready to be able to do the Guinness time, so that and all it is just like, hey, you see these boobs? I'm like, yeah, okay, show me some more. That's pretty cool.
Listen, we didn't prepare for anything for this podcast. Why prepare for Guinness time?
Yeah, you make a good point. Now I'm distracted by my. At least I'm not just looking at feet pics the whole time. I guess. I mean, I don't fault you for it.
Hold
on
a second.
Hold on, I gotta get my fix.
Boobs and feet.
Now put that into AI and see what happens if you get boobs with feet. Like,
I'm going to ask Jeeves.
None of us but me is looking at the podcast. All three of you.
I thought we were supposed to be Googling boobs.
Yeah, and feet.
I'm like looking at the birds, the booby birds. Like, oh, look at this. These are a little nice. That's nice.
If this was a visual episode, all of the listeners would have just seen all of the boner spren that just floated above all four of us.
Except for the
moments.
Anger spren with me. Like the,
Oh my God.
It's an anger boner.
Okay, well, guilty, but it's
a. Yeah. A bone.
Oh my God. Siege, are you ready for some Guinness time, buddy?
Sure.
Damn, it's so hot.
That's a no.
No, I got it. I'm ready. I'm totally ready.
Wait a lot. Look at Siege looking at feet.
And boobs.
Siege, are you wearing a pink scrunchie?
Am I? I think I am.
Like, would you, like, lean for...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not a scrunchie, but it's a... like a.
No, it's definitely a scrunchie.
It's beautiful. I don't have any problem. I think I just didn't anticipate that for some reason. Like, it's a...
See, that one's zooming on that guy.
All right, well, let's start off with the Siege. Let's start off with the Siege.
No, Siege, I'm zooming in, so give me a second.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm so disgusted.
Yes, you are. You should be.
Those don't look like Cage's nipples.
I wouldn't know.
You had sex in the last 2 weeks. We all know it. You and Siege both. I assume Gravy maybe, but...
Not the last 2 weeks.
Hey, last week you said I had sex. That was last week you told us that.
God. That was not last week.
Absolutely it was.
Dude, I'm just... The reflection on,
two times ago?
Yes, it was 2 times ago. Oh,
I just see a giant foot in the background.
It's just toes. It's not even inappropriate. It's just a foot.
And like a crotch, it looks like, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some crotch in there, too.
But. Okay, Siege, minimize.
No, what?
Minimize.
Biggest foot. What's the Guinness World Record for biggest foot?
Gravy, could you please look that up, please? And we'll get to that here in a minute. But Brandon, stop taking over my segment. Brandon took over the entire segment last week. He's sulking away. Bye, Brandon. Okay, as I
always
started to say,
eyes.
I'm starting to try and get Siege's attention to start this thing off.
Oh, you? Oh, I'm here.
Sorry. I have biggest foot if you want to play biggest foot.
Hold on, we'll get there in a second. Okay.
I'll put that foot back up.
This is the most... Listen, Siege, listen to me. You're going to like it.
I'm listening.
The most watermelons crushed with the thighs in 1 minute...
Siege's alley.
Female.
Oh, my God.
The most watermelons.
1 minute?
Now, they happen to be, I'll give you this info. They are the grapefruit-sized ones, you know, the ones that are round.
They're even harder.
Did you say you're even harder?
Yes.
I feel like that'd be even more difficult.
Yeah, they're even more difficult. Trust me, as somebody who has experimented with crushing watermelons with his thighs and the thighs of others, the little circle ones are harder.
All right, well.
I'm going to say, in a minute?
Most watermelons crushed with the thighs in 1 minute. By
I know
a lady.
Some bodybuilder chicks too, and they would probably get maybe like I'm going to go 24.
24.
This is 28.
Brandon says 28. John?
4.
Gravy goes Price is Right style. I wish you would have said 1. It would be better, but he says 4.
Sure.
Turkish lady.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Gözde Doğan crushed. Mm. 5 watermelons.
No.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
In 1 minute.
That's what I'm talking about. You see how hard that is?
You said 24.
Stop showing us how
that's
hard
not
you
what
know.
You're talking about.
I just want any video for this podcast to like be cut right there. Just right there.
Right there. Okay. Remind me. Okay. I'll put a mark. I won't understand it later, but 54 minutes in, that's what I'm remembering. Right?
Just me with it.
For anyone listening at home, also, there's probably ads in there that change the time on it, but for my counting, that's what it is. All right. Well, I don't know what to do from here now because that was
no,
weird.
No, more watermelons and thighs.
No, I've got more. I just I just don't know how we're going to keep Siege's attention. I guess we can
no,
go.
No, you got it. I'm big, here.
Biggest feat. How about Sean Gravy Gervin?
You get to play this time.
I love when I get to
all
play.
All right. We can do this in centimeters. 100 all right.
What? Siege can't size? Do centimeters, though, dude. He can't stoik.
Okay. Do by U.S. size. U.S.
Okay,
shoe size.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
I can do
largest
European size.
Foot on a living person. World record.
Like it wasn't living? Like a foot that washed up on shore in Vancouver.
Exactly. It wasn't a Vancouver.
It wasn't
Vancouver,
a dead
Sydney
foot
Sweeney.
Sitting on a living person. It had to be attached and alive.
Yes.
Okay. Largest foot
in American shoe sizes.
Yes.
Can I go last since I never get to play?
Oh, yeah.
On a living person.
27 and a half.
I'm going to go with 33.
$1!
Oh, you son of a...
Well, Greg's going to win that one because it's U.S. size 26.
Oh,
what?
It's really? 40.55 centimeters, which is 1 foot, 3.9 inches.
What? That's not right, is it?
That's the 1 foot, three... Basically 1 foot and 4 inches.
How big is my foot? I wear a size 14.
That's like 4 wieners.
U.S. size 26.
26.
Only 4?
Now, the largest foot that's ever existed, you want to go to the largest?
Mr.
Largest,
Bragg.
Foot largest foot that's ever existed was the world's tallest man.
On a human?
Ever. Ever okay. Recorded.
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing. I thought,
So no. Now it's a dead foot.
Yeah, this is a dead foot.
Okay.
So dead foot. Ever largest recorded dead in foot. History.
Okay, hold on. Let's try again.
It's like multiverse Deadpool.
Okay, so what's the largest foot? Okay, since I won, I'll go first. I'm going to say $1.
Oh, you...
Man!
Don't just say $2.
$2. No, $3. Brandon, say $2.
32 and a half.
You son of a...
32, okay.
And a half, he said.
Siege.
No, it's just 32.
Siege said 3. Siege said 3.
Size 3 shoes? What the hell? It was a size 37 AA, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man who ever lived, which is 18 and a half inches.
Ugh. They start coming in cup sizes, too?
Yeah.
When you get that big.
The
when
balls
you get that
of
big.
The balls of your feet are so large that they have to be supported differently.
Those toes are right up there.
I like that Brandon grew up in a time scale. Where you didn't have size, like width and everything. Like we all went to the shoe store as kids and we had to be measured for like what, like how wide our feet were. Like I was a...
That cold, diseased metal thing?
I have an A cup when it comes to feet, and so I have to have narrow shoes.
Slender little... You. Oh, you're going to kill it on Feet Finder.
I'm a 10W.
Is that a wide?
You're a little slim. So
like
little,
racing
little
canoes.
I'm a great water skier because of it, so it's I'm not. I'm awful at water
skiing. I feel like bigger feet would be better for water skiing.
Well
I mean, if they're wider. Narrow and long.
As a beginner.
Yeah, I just feel like surface area would be ideal.
As a beginner, once you get good at it, those the narrower feet is gonna win. Okay. Yeah,
gravy. Google that. What kind of foot is better to barefoot water ski?
Yeah.
What kind of foot is sexiest while barefoot water skiing?
Which billionaire's foot is sexiest while barefoot water skiing?
Dude, I thought of you, Gregor, because maybe we all, again, every once in a while something comes up on Instagram that feels like it was specifically made for this show. And like we're living in a simulation.
That's called the algorithm. Yeah, gotcha.
They're creating content based on the things that we talk about, like the AI is, or like the simulation is. Mm. And I saw one. Maybe we talked about it in the chat, but it was a person barefoot water skiing behind a F1.
Car.
But
it was through like the
Florida.
Everglades, right? Yeah.
Yeah, which is like the most Florida somehow. Thing happening behind the most Gregor thing. Also, as somebody with a boat thing. So I feel like.
And then Gravy.
Yeah, Gravy's shaking his head the whole time watching it happen.
That would be something I would not do. But also, I'm terrified of alligators. So, The guy, I sent a video to the chat where a guy just like picked up an alligator and went into a convenience store to buy beer.
That's right, yeah.
He was just carrying an alligator around. The alligator was pissed.
He had no idea.
And then the guy was like, I don't remember doing that at all. joke, you don't remember that.
He's like, I'm going to go to jail.
Sober dummy.
He was like, it was probably bad. I'm probably going to jail.
All right. Well, how about fastest time to drink 2 liters of cola. It says soda, but I'm going to say cola and nod to that one movie that I can't remember the name of now. Fastest time to drink 2 liters of cola, obviously set by an American because...
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's,
no one else would even attempt this or whatever. A large... brother did this. Can you say? I don't even know.
How many siblings does he have?
We don't know about.
teacher brother, weed brother, sister brother, and large brother.
Large brother, brother, brother. brother. Part two. All right.
I do have another brother outside of those three. I've just never met him.
What?
Meth dad.
Had
other kids.
What? He did? Yeah. How many?
Yeah. 2 other kids, as far as I know.
Whoa.
Are they both brothers?
Are they also homeless?
No, I think...
are they on meth?
Half brother is a full-size person, just only half related to me. I think he lives in like Enumclaw or something, which is actually where teacher brother lives.
They should fight.
They should fight.
Oh, they're not related though, right?
No, they're both half related to me. And 0% related to each other.
But, not wholly related to any, okay.
They should fight for possession of you.
Yeah. No,
custody.
I want teacher brother to
I think teacher brother is the biggest supporter of our show.
Yeah.
Of the people who are
related. What's his name again? Like,
Steven.
Philip or Bill or something like that? Or?
Yes. No, I've got young brothers.
What does that mean?
They don't have old man names.
Bartholomew.
Although Steven, who is teacher brother, does.
That's
he could go by
name.
Steve.
No,
he
no,
could
no,
go by
no,
Steve,
no,
but he's never been a Steve.
No, his name is like Harold.
Oh, he could be a Harold.
No,
he writes into the Instagram.
No, Harold.
Often,
like,
so,
yes. Yeah, he does. He does.
Harry. Harry brother.
And then,
is
and
your
then
Harry
also,
brother?
Harry brother is weed brother.
Oh, God, that guy's the worst.
Yeah.
Also, if you're listening, Harry Brother, hi. Thanks for
Harry Brother, he is not listening. He's no longer Weed Brother either. I mean, he still smokes weed, but he's now Fred Meyer Brother.
Like they made him like get a drug test or what? Like,
no, I think he was... No, he just works there now.
That does not have any impact on his weed ability, right?
No. He's still Weed Brother.
Yeah, he's still Weed Brother.
I just want to say hi to Sister Brother one more time.
I also have half-sister brother. Yeah.
Wait a second.
Tell half sister brother.
I should make half sister brother and sister brother fight each other.
Full sized or half?
Also a full sized person.
Okay, got it.
I be there?
Not the victim of a magic trick gone wrong.
Sister brother also, regular sister brother, also is probably the size, like the weight of a half sized person. So. She's just a very
tiny
person.
She's probably like, Brandon called me skinny. Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll make up for it.
Don't you guys all have like matching tattoos?
Yeah. They all have way better ones than me. This is all the same thing. Mine was just done by a drunk person.
How about when I posted that I don't have any tattoos that I've gotten like with anyone else, matching tattoos? And then Brandon was like, how about the one that we got together, dude? And I was like, oh, that's...
He did one of those like Instagram things that was like, check the boxes for all the things you've done. And one of them was a tattoo one. And there was a box for gotten a tattoo with someone, like a matching tattoo with someone. And he left it blank, even though we spent an hour together with a lady getting tattoos together.
Giggling the whole time. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, making her life miserable.
No. She got what she deserved.
That's what we always think.
Yeah. Anyway. So
she was very much a cage in that scenario.
So fastest time to drink 2 liters of soda by an American.
Oh yeah.
So he says soda. So I'm going to imagine it as if you said cola, it would take longer.
No. It's a dark liquid.
Oh, is it? Okay. Because I was going to say if it's squirt, I'm down in that. Wow. Man, I get the tornado technique on that sucker.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Let me watch and see if he's doing the tornado technique. I don't think that he is, to be fair. He drank it out of a giant, like a science vessel, like a beaker or something. What do you call that?
Oh,
like, boring. No. He's just housing it, dude. He's just
open in the throat.
Eyes seven, really big.
Oh,
No. It's out of a beaker, so he's not squeezing anything. He's just
14.1 seconds.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go on the lower end.
I think that's too high.
16.
I think he did it faster.
Sean Gravy Irvin says 12 seconds. Brandon says 14. Is that what you said, Brandon?
Yeah.
And Siege says 16, with a time of congratulations to Badlands Booker, Eric Booker, who drank 2 liters of cola in 18.45 seconds.
Man,
nice. Yeah.
Now let's see this idiot do it with the Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Loser.
With 4 straws in the one hole.
or 1 straw making 4 holes in some cases.
First of all, how dare you? Secondly, clip that. All right, guys. Well, we've gone on too long. I have to go to bed. So we record this Tuesday or Monday nights. I don't know what night it is anymore.
I don't even know what time it is anymore.
We didn't talk about the one thing science related that I wanted to talk about, but that's okay. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? Featuring,
you said you didn't have anything prepared.
Sean Gravy Gert. Well, I wanted to talk about Mexican coworkers, and I wanted to talk about Blue Origin's rocket that didn't take off. And so I guess I got one of the things talked about, how I wanted to sleep. Literally a Mexican coworker. I'm not being rude or racist, or they were like from Mexico, and like now I want to bang her daughter. Like, it's like, okay, sorry. But anyway, what did we learn this week? Well, Sean Gravy Irvin,
man, all over the place. Brandon, you're going to have to use one of your Google searches for Sting and Tantra. Those are the ones you got to get up to speed with us old guys for, because we had to hear about that for a long period of time in the 90s, and it was bad.
However, watch out. You might get the sex tape of Sting, the WCW wrestler. So.
Oh, man, I need
it's going to be worth it, though. Brandon's also going to get his... Yeah. Brandon's also going to get his princess toe. He's going to have to get his princess toe shaved down to get some real money on the foot pictures.
I'm not joking.
It was inconclusive.
We should definitely see if we can make money on OnlyFans with feet pictures of men.
It can happen.
Okay, I'm in.
I don't know, guys. I'm kind of into Sting here. I'm like, I think. Well, I don't know why everybody is
which one?
Wait, hold on. First of all, Sting the musician, are you into the music or are you into the man?
Is his sex life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he is definitely pulled, but now he's one of those guys that's like 80 that has muscles and you're like, that doesn't...
Yeah. I'm into what Far Out magazine would say is the truth behind Sting's infamous tantric sex odysseys.
I'm also...
Well, welcome to the story that we all followed 20 years ago.
Guys.
To be fair, I'm back in.
Yeah, I'm being awakened.
We're all back in.
Oh, the photos.
We should do another episode.
Greg is going to find himself an old plastic Cuban lady to complete the siege assignment of abandoning his family in Miami.
Hell yeah.
I just need to, now if I could just find the billions of dollars also. That's the other part. I love a Cuban coffee.
You're in there.
Decaf right now because of the meth spren, but yeah.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Eventually we're going to get... Eventually, Sting all of hot. Siege's face on the camera.
Hold on. Did you just say, guys, Sting is hot? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This week, Brandon, boner sprain for Sting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, what a good look. I mean, I've seen pictures of Sting before, but, like, man, I think he's... I'm kind of getting what Cage sees in the old dudes these days. I'm getting that from Sting here.
Continue to come and continue to come.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!